Rolling.
Exactly.
So Kevin, if you would, please put 10 minutes on our Italian chef to keep us honest.
Yep.
So we announced a contest in our last show, and we said that we are in the middle of a site search, trying to choose the next city and venue for the next Tech Ed Europe, and we wanted to hear your thoughts and your opinions. So we got a lot of submissions.
We did.
Some of the cities, Barcelona, which Tech Ed has been held at many times
Love
in the past.
Love Barcelona. Great suggestion.
Birmingham, which is the second largest city in the UK, and people are saying, get out of London. People always think London. Go to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Just for something different. I like it.
That's right. Budapest, Copenhagen, a couple of votes for Copenhagen.
Yep.
Davos, Switzerland. What else?
Dublin, Ireland. Hanover, where CBIT has been held in the past.
That's right,
so
which is a huge
show. Clearly, it's able to accommodate something the size of Tech Ed Europe, so that's great. Lisbon, Portugal, London.
Yes.
Right, to kind of to your point earlier.
We'll always have Paris.
We'll always have Paris. I love Paris. That'd be a fun one to do in Paris.
Prague.
Yep. Well, you're not going to make me say that one.
Yes,
right?
I am. Reykjavik.
Reykjavik, Iceland? I don't know. There were a couple of votes for it, though, so that's a good one, yeah.
Rome.
Gotta love Rome. Took a cruise, hit Rome, loved Rome. That'd be a great place to do it.
Stockholm, yep. Vienna.
Warsaw. Poland.
Warsaw recently held the Microsoft Imagine Cup event there.
Where we get all the students together. That's a fantastic event to check out.
This is an interesting one.
Yeah, Westerland on the North Sea island of Sylt, Germany. I just like reading it. Sounds like a novel should be written there.
I love it.
And then,
last but not least, Zurich, Switzerland. And
yes.
The person who suggested Zurich said he can't wait for that old data feed that's coming for the Tech Ed sessions. And yes, it is coming.
That's right. We weren't sure last week. We are sure this week. We've made sure the vendor is engaged, and that will be coming soon. So that's good news.
That's right. So I want to announce the winner, but first there was a runner-up, an honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Baker, who said we should come to Birmingham, UK.
Yep.
He wrote a poem, though, which I thought was really cool, and I don't have time to read the whole thing, but I'll just read the first paragraph. He said, with Microsoft serving a daily delight, hope my brain chews up every bite, B-Y-T-E.
Ah, clever.
Distinctive, D-I-S-C, distinctive variety and visual display, each TechNet second I'll enjoy day-to-day. Day-to-day, see?
I get it, Jennifer.
Computing my passion, learning my goal, attacking at Microsoft, I'm in control. CTRL. Very
cute. Like the key on the keyboard.
Very cute, Martin.
Very clever.
But the winner is...
Ah, here we go. If I say this right, Tau Christopher Sick.
Yes.
Awesome name, by the way. I love it. Suggested Copenhagen, a brand new metro to take attendees to the large conference center and the many hotels in the city. One of the criteria you know we have for a big event like this. And this is cool. The Metro UI on your Windows Phone 7 to find a free city bike in Copenhagen. Apparently, he's writing an app, and we'll submit this app for Windows Phone 7. Very cool.
Very cool.
And he goes on with a lot of other great data about other big summits that have been held there, about how many delegates, how many meters of space they have there. I think I know what a meter is. And then, I like this, 10,000 Swedish chickens were consumed during an event, he tells me. As a Swede, you know, 10,000 Swedish chickens, a man after my own heart. So congratulations, Tao. Hopefully
yes,
we're not saying
Tao.
That wrong.
I hope not. And please contact me. My email address is jritz@microsoft.com, to get your free pass to Tech Ed Europe. And I do want to say that many of those cities that we mentioned are on our short list.
Yep.
Actually, many of them were eliminated because they simply don't hold a program the size as large as Tech Ed.
Yep.
Again, you know, with the number, it's not just the number of delegates, but it's the number of breakout sessions.
Yes, it is.
So I think people compare us to like a CBIT where it's mostly like a trade show
right.
and an expo.
Right.
We have so many sessions that are running concurrently. That's one of our limitations. So just, we haven't announced it yet. We're not final yet, but some of those cities are on our short list. So stay tuned.
Yep. Thanks for the suggestions, guys.
So with that, our guest, Kevin Schuler, welcome, one of our team members. And Kevin is responsible for the Birds of a Feather sessions at Tech Ed Europe. We're coordinating this with some of the user groups and things like that. So before we get into the details of it, I want to ask Kevin, if you know, because you've been around a while. Kevin runs the RD program at Microsoft, the Regional Director program. He was an RD before he joined Microsoft. Where does that name, Birds of a Feather, you know, flock together, where does that come from?
Gee, that's a very good question. I guess it comes from birds.
why do we say that for community sessions?
I really, you know, I have no idea. I would think it's probably because birds, when they fly together as a group that have an interest to go someplace special that they think is great, like Florida.
Or Berlin!
Berlin, perhaps. I don't know about that, but right. but I will say in Seattle they don't seem to fly here.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I would imagine that's the case, and really that's a good way to explain, I think, what a Birds of a Feather session is all about. It's just folks who would like to come and experience with their fellow attendees who have a like interest, mm-hmm. A topic. And the topic can be really anything that is technology related, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to be really about Microsoft technology. It could be about, let's say, one I heard about that I thought was a really great idea was this whole idea of green technology, mm-hmm. and the things that we can do. So what's great is you get together with about maybe 30 or 40 of some really bright folks who will be at the event, and you kind of chat, if you will, about the benefits of green technology, mm-hmm. and really how as a software programmer or an IT pro that you really could do some great things, you know, in green.
So one thing that's really important to call out about BOSS is that they're community-led, and that Microsoft doesn't select them or choose them. How does that work, and what are the associations you're working with?
And really, when you say I have responsibility for the birds of feather, the truth is that we have two user groups, Ineta and Gitka, and Ineta is on kind of the dev side and Gitka on the IT pro side, and they really have the responsibility and the authority to receive the BOF submissions from the community, from anyone who is attending or maybe would like to
attend. So anyone could be someone watching the show. I mean, anybody could attend one
it's
of these.
It's that person right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
That's good.
Yeah, he or she is sitting right there saying, you know, I have an idea, you know. And so all you really have to do is you go to the TechEd Europe site, mm-hmm. and under sessions there's a nice little link that explains a little bit about the Birds of Feather sessions, and you can click on that, go right there, and submit your idea for a BOF. And you become then the person who is really giving that BOF, you know. And what's great is then you're at the event, you're holding your session, and you are going to meet folks from around the world, mm-hmm. who really have the same kinds of interests, mm-hmm. that you have. It's really an exciting thing. What's more is these folks from Ineta and Gitka who are organizing this, they have such passion, mm-hmm. for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not getting paid or anything. Right. They just say, oh, this is really an exciting thing to do, to coordinate this and get people involved. Mm-hmm. Great opportunity, I think, for all of the attendees, in fact.
And we have a lot of BOF sessions. It's not just like one or two, one evening on the side kind of thing. They're kind of running like as part of the main agenda.
Almost like a parallel event almost.
It's another track.
That's right. We really have six rooms going.
Wow.
Throughout the event, all during lunchtime, but lunch will be right there, so you'll be able to have your lunch.
Ha 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 ha!